Okay, so we're dealing with a really important question, and it's a question which is asked already in the Zohar, but it's also found in a lot of the Mefarshei HaPshat, a lot of the Bali Machshava, and it gets to the core of an important question. The question begins at the end of Parshas Vayera, where the Torah tells us that we know of Elokim Nisa Es Avraham, that God gives a test to Avraham Avinu, and that test is the Akedah, and it's a test which is associated with Avraham. The Zohar has the question, which is why is it a test for Avraham, or exclusively a test for Avraham? I would have thought this should be a test for Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one that is giving up, in a certain sense, that's giving up, or not in any, literally, he's giving up his life as part of the Akedah. So why would the test, why would the Nisayon be associated with Avram and not be associated with Yitzchak? That question, again, bothers many, many of the Mefarshim, and they all have different suggestions. And as we'll see, some of those suggestions, especially a little bit later, relate to what we're going to see in Parsha Chayisara and Toldos about the nature of Yitzchak and Yitzchak's unique personality, which is a little bit hard to pin down because we don't see him doing that much, so there are certain challenges in doing so. But nevertheless, it's undoubtedly an important question. We are going to speak about three different Mahalchim, the Eben Ezra, the Panim Yafos, and the Netziv. But again, in Nomalei Melech, a lot of people have explanations of what's going on here. The Eben Ezra says the following, and I think it's a really interesting idea. The Eben Ezra says it's an amazing question. It's such a good question that I have a hard time accepting what Chazal say. Because Chazal understand in the Medrash Rabbah that Yitzhak was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. Says the Eben Ezra, if Yitzhak was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah, this was undoubtedly an enormous Nisayon for Yitzhak, and it should have been identified as such. No way, it makes no sense. I'm derech Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, but if it's a tradition, I will accept that tradition. But I can't tell you if it actually explains that much. If you want to tell me, some say in Chazal that he was 5 years old, but I have a hard time buying that he was 5 years old. I have a hard time buying he was 5 years old, says the Eben Ezra, because it seems like he was somewhat helpful as far as that particular process of getting the Akedah going. It seems like he was a little bit helpful, and therefore I have a hard time buying he was 5 years old. Says the Eben Ezra, he's probably around 13, would be my guess, al derech hapshat. So he's able to help a little bit, but he wasn't really in control or dominating or making certain choice about what was going to happen. And that is why, says the Eben Ezra, it was really Avram's Nisayon, because Yitzhak wasn't yet at an age where he was like consciously making certain choices. He was old enough to help a little bit, but he was doing whatever Avram Avinu told him to do. In that sense, he was not really considered to be the Nisayon of Yitzhak. It was really a Nisayon of Avram. The Panim Yafos, Pinchas Horowitz, is one of the Rebbeim and the Chasam Sofer, we've been speaking about it a little bit. Panim Yafos has a variety of suggestions. A couple of them are especially interesting. I'll mention two. One, he points out that Chazal, in general, very much value more actions that are done b'kum v'yase as opposed to actions which are done b'shev v'al taisa. Actions which are done as a result of you being active are different than things that are done when you are passively sitting there. And that's as nafkaminas, again, in many different contexts in halacha, that we treat kum v'yase differently than shev v'al taisa. Says the Panim Yafos, since Avram was the one that was going to be involved in a kum v'ase, Avram was the one that was going to be involved in performing an actual physical action. Yitzchak had to be passive. Yitzchak was shev v'al taisa, just lie there. In that sense, it was a greater nisayon for Avram. He has another suggestion which I think is interesting. That the nisayon wasn't really listening to Hashem. That was actually pretty simple for the avos to be able to do. Rather, the real nisayon was that there was an internal contradiction. Avram was told that ki b'yitzchak yikari l'chazera. Avram was reassured, was told Yitzchak's going to be your destiny, and now you're told to kill him. Part of Nisayon was grappling with the uncertainty, grappling with what appeared to be the internal contradiction. That was what was hard. That was the Nisayon. Listening to Hashem, Avram and Yitzchak were both able to do that in a certain sense, even fairly comfortably. That's not comfortably, but it was hard, I'm sure, but that they could do. Part of Nisayon was the living with the internal contradiction that was taking place. A third suggestion of the Panim Yafos is the following. The Panim Yafos says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, Dafayin Dalet, that if you want to really sort of weigh the impact of the Akedah on Avram and Yitzchak, it actually was a far greater Nisayon for Avram than Yitzchak. But wasn't Yitzchak giving up his life and Avraham wasn't? So says the Panim Yafos, that's true, but that's misleading as far as the real challenge of the Akedah. Once the Akedah would have happened, Yitzchak would have been in a different world. For him, the story would have ended. Avram would have had to live with the constant pain, the constant sorrow of having caused the loss of his son. In that sense, obviously they both had some sort of nisayon, but the Torah predominantly identifies the nisayon as that of Avram, because for him was the nisayon not just doing an action, but living with the repercussions of that action. That's even part of it, just to give an example, in Parshas Chayisara. So the Medrash tells us why the Smichas Parshios of the Akedah to Sarah's death, because when Sarah heard about the Akedah, she broke down and passed away. That's part of what Avram had to live with as a result of the Akedah, and he didn't even go through with it, as opposed to Yitzhak, that it would have been a much smoother, less transformative kind of an experience. So we have the Eben Ezra get Yitzhak in the right age, so it wasn't really a nisayon for him. According to Panim Yafo, there's a variety of suggestions why for Avram it was more of a nisayon. For Avraham, it's kumviase. For Avraham, it's the internal contradiction, living with that question. For Avraham, he'd have to live with it in a very, very difficult way. The Netziv has a mahalach. And just to give a word about the Netziv and his perish on Chumash, my father was a very big fan of the Netziv's perish on Chumash. What the Netziv often does is he has underlying yesodos. And his underlying yesodos, he doesn't write all in one place, but he'll write in his perish on Chumash. So he'll say, here's something. If you want me to elaborate on it, so look over there. And what you can do sometimes in learning a Netziv, if you just follow where he sends you, you'll see that there's a yesod which comes up in 5, 6, 7 more different places in the writings of the Netziv. So we are going to put together here, at least I stopped at about 5 or so places where the Netziv says it out. But it's a very beautiful idea if you follow the references. We spoke about last week, and here's something intriguing. We spoke about last week how Yitzchak had a bit of a different midah for the Netziv and others than Avraham. And Yitzchak's associated with the world of Avoda. Yitzchak's associated with the world of Karbanos. Yitzchak is associated with the world of Tefillah. But Yitzchak, Lasuach Basada, Nefesh Parsha, I believe, Yitzchak goes out to Davin, Mincha the Yaltas, he's always Osek in Tefillah. He's always Osek in Karbanos. That's why we associate Yitzchak, what Yitzchak becomes, the Akedah, the Ola Tmima, he's associated with the idea of Karbanos. That's Avoda. That's step one for the Netziv. Step two for the Netziv, both Tefillah and Karbanos in the thought of Chazal are very much connected to the world of Parnassa, to the world of Parnassa. That Tefillah, the Torah tells us in Sefer Bereishis, that Gemara Maseches Chulin, that before it rained, so we didn't have access, we didn't have nourishment the same way, because Baruch Hu was Mis'avah L'Tefillah and Sel Tzadikim, that when Avram davened, then it rained, then things started to grow, then we had Parnassa, then we had nourishment, then suddenly we were taken care of. Similarly, says the Netziv, this is in Parshas Pinchas, that the carbon, especially the carbon tamid, is also there to help ensure that Klal Yisrael gets Parnassa. As karbani lachmi le'ishai, we refer to the carbonos as lechem, the base of what Parnassa really is. The Netziv tries to develop the idea that both carbonos and tefillah, important as they are, one of the things that they're there for are ways of ensuring things that we do to help bring to us Parnassa, and Yitzchak is very much connected to that world of Karbanos, that world of Tefillah. Says in the Tziv, an amazing Chiddush. The Akedah, there were two participants, Avraham and Yitzchak, but the goal of the Akedah was different for Avraham than it was for Yitzchak. We sometimes view Yitzchak as being entirely passive. He's just like there with Avraham. Says in the Tziv, no. Yitzchak and Avram both had something important to do with the Akedah, but they did so in different ways. Avram was a Nisayon. The goal of a Nisayon is to uplift you. The exclusive goal of a Nisayon is to make you better, to be able to bring you to a certain place. There are a lot of things at Netziv which are technically Nisyonos, but the primary goal is not a Nisayon. The primary goal is that a person has a particular mission to accomplish, and they are charged with trying to remember and to accomplish that particular mission. The reason why Yitzchak had to be brought into the Akedah, says Netziv, and this is again within his worldview, because Yitzchak is the one associated with Karbanos. Yitzchak's the one associated with the world of Tefillah. He is the one that's most associated with the world of Parnassa, etc. So what Yitzchak had to do was in order to, in a certain sense, I think one way of saying it, like bring that down to the world, Yitzchak had to actually bind himself most strongly to the world of Karbanos. Yitzchak had to become a carbon. That was his midah. That was his trait. So when Yitzchak became a carbon, so what that did was it made it more firmly entrenched in the world that the koach of carbonos was there all day Yitzchak. And that's what helped ensure that we're going to have a certain degree of parnasa, says the Netziv also. So Yitzhak's brought in not as a test to uplift him, but because part of his mission in this world, Yitzhak is the person associated with avoda and karbanos, and to actually actualize not just the potential midah, but to become it, he had to get on the mizbeach. He had to get on the mizbeach and actually become in a certain sense a karban. He had to become that. Says in the Tziv, that may actually be the pshat why we mention Akedas Yitzhak on Rosh Hashanah. We're not mentioning it because of the mysterious nefesh of Avraham, important as it is, but rather Rosh Hashanah is when we think about our parnasa. When we think about making sure that we're going to be okay this year. And Yitzhak is the one. Akedas Yitzhak is what brought into this world a certain koach associated with the world of parnasa, a certain koach associated with the world of karban and avoda and tefillah, which helps ensure that we're going to have physical nourishment and we're going to be okay. So we ask the question, why is the Velokim Nisas Avram, the Zohar's question, why is it associated with Avram? Why isn't it associated with Yitzhak? And for the Ibn Ezra, he was at a particular age. For the Panim Yafos, a variety of suggestions about Avram being active, Avram having to live with it, Avram having to deal with the internal contradiction. But for the Tziv, it's because Yitzhak's role in the Akedah was what he was supposed to be doing. And Nisayon, in its purest sense, is something which you don't need to do for your mission. We want to uplift you. The Akedah was part of what Yitzhak had to do. Yitzhak's Midah was the world of Karbanos. His Midah was the world of Tefillah. And we needed that so that the world that we would be better given opportunities for Parnassah. Yitzhak, in order to not just have the potential for Avoda, but to become the Baal Avoda, had to become an Ola Tmima. Yitzhak had to become a Karban. And as a result, the Koach he brought in the world was one that undoubtedly, hopefully at least, we continue to feel.